CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China's ambassador to the U.S. is lashing out at the Obama administration for its move to send a warship into Chinese-controlled territory in the South China Sea. Cui Tiankai accused the U.S. of holding a double standard, asking players in the region not to militarize the region while frequently sending its own warships and planes into the area. The Chinese government has called in U.S. Ambassador Max Baucus for a sit-down, calling the U.S. action a serious provocation. The U.S. Navy sailed one of its warships within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-controlled islands in the Nansha Island group earlier this week without first asking permission from China. Spokesman for the State Council Taiwan Affairs Office, An Fengshan, says the Chinese mainland will not get involved in or comment on Taiwan's leadership election in 2016. Taiwan's ruling Kuomintang replaced Deputy Legislative Speaker Hon Siu Chu with KMT Chairman Eric Chu in the island's leadership. 54-year-old Eric Chu was picked as the party's new electoral candidate. He's set to face chairwoman of the opposition Democratic Progressive Party, Tsai Ing-wen, and People First Party chairman James Sun Chu-yu in the election, which is scheduled for January 16th next year. Leading online payment platform Alipay is going to launch a payment service in Taiwan before the year end. Alipay is also expected to work with E.Sun Commercial Bank in Taiwan to offer a QR mobile payment service. More than 3,000 convenience stores and shopping malls in Taiwan will offer the payment service to tourists. Currently, Alipay has more than 400 million users worldwide and handles some 120 million transactions a day. Half of those transactions are made on mobile devices. A report released by China Consumers Association, or CCA, suggests that some serious problems exist in China's domestic tourism market that may harm tourists' legitimate rights and interests. The report comes following an investigation on 96 different tourism routes across the country from September to October. Results show that serious problems have been found in 74% of those tourism routes. The report says those problems mainly exist in six aspects, including catering, accommodation, transportation, recreation, shopping, and tour guides. Restrooms are often difficult to find in some of the overcrowded scenic spots with unacceptable environments or unsafe facilities. Mandatory shopping and tour guides without proper qualifications are also important issues. Some tour guides even randomly change the routes and force tourists to go shopping. The Iranian government has confirmed Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, will be attending forthcoming international talks on the future of Syria to be held in Vienna this week. The invitation to the talks came after the United States said it is ready to engage Iran if it might help put an end to the war in Syria. It marks the first time Iran will appear in the talks since the crisis broke out more than 4 years ago. The U.S. has been opposing to including Tehran in the talks, seeing Iran as part of the crisis in the situation. Iran, a strong proponent of keeping Assad in power, has accused the U.S. of supporting terrorist groups in Syria. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have nominated Paul Ryan, a Republican from the state of Wisconsin, to be the Speaker of the Chamber. Ryan, 45, still needs to be elected Thursday in a full House vote. But his winning of the post Thursday is almost a certainty given the fact that the GOP is currently holding 247 out of the House's 435 seats. To be elected as the Speaker of the House, Ryan would need at least 218 votes. If elected, Ryan will be one of the youngest speakers in American history. The World Health Organization said tuberculosis killed 1.5 million people in 2014. Ranking the disease alongside HIV as a leading killer worldwide. However, the WHO said the fight against TB is paying off, as the death rate in 2014 is nearly half of what it was in 1990. Most of the improvement came since 2000, the year the Millennium Development Goals were established. Effective diagnosis and treatment saved 43 million lives between 2000 and 2015. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.